Blog Talk Radio.
Shiny shoes and living newspapers
and going to the supermarket and helping people put their groceries in their cars and that kind of stuff. All these things are entrepreneurial characteristics that I didn't realize that I had.
Exactly, exactly. And that those are the things that we want to be able to stir up in other people, because like you, there are a lot of entrepreneurial, but put it like this, when you look at the unemployment, the numbers can be very low, or the high rather for unemployed, and then the employed people, the number could be very low in terms of people being able to get jobs. Right. However, when you look at entrepreneurship, it's unlimited.
Well, that's the thing, but you know, it's so interesting. Like I said, you know, sometimes we talk off the air, and we were talking about different types of entrepreneurs, and it's so funny because, you know, I'm always trying to put together different programs, and I told you before, I'm putting together a program called 60 Books You Must Read in 2013, and definitely I want to include your book in there. But the funny thing is that the first book I read that was published in 2013 was a book I discussed on your show called Risky Is the New Safe, The Rules Have Changed by Randy Cage. And the thing is that, you know, he talks about being an entrepreneur and how important that is. And it's almost a thing where you have no choice, because he says here in the last page of his book, page 140, he says that every great company and entrepreneurs who run them must be willing to evolve. You must be willing to let go of who you are to become who you are meant to be. This is the epic outcome. You want to be bold, to think radically and creatively, to question and to be a contrarian. Dare to be different, dare to take a risk, because risky is the new safe.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. And that's some of the things that we are doing with our Women's Leader. But we're going to let you get into this book, because I have a commercial that I absolutely have to play. So I'm starting to get commercials.
Oh, great. That's great.
So we're going to do even bigger and better things. But we are so happy that you're able to come on the show every Tuesday. And we know that we have, you know, guests all this week. So we had a guest on Monday. Today I have a guest. She's coming out of Philadelphia. I met her online.
Wow.
We've never met face-to-face. Then we have Dr. Hayward coming back Thursday and Friday, and I'm already trying to line up guests for all next week, because it's all about entrepreneurs. So with that being said, go ahead and get into your discussion, and I'll stand by and jump in when I can.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, thanks for the opportunity. And again, it's all about entrepreneurship, because it's all about survival. And one of the things that I've sort of found out, or just sort of in my meditation have thought about, I mean, really, people work for three major reasons, okay? They work to put food on the table, they work to put shelter over their heads, and they also work for entertainment. And one of the things that are entertaining to most people, I know myself and you, probably yourself included, is movies. So we love movies. We love going to the movies. You know, we love going to the movies. And although I have a lot of movies at home, I watch movies on TV, on my DVD player. It's nothing like the movie experience. But the thing is that, you know, we realize that our environment is really a result of what we make. You know, we're satisfied with certain things in the environment. We need to change them. One of the things is complaining about the quality of movies and really the message of many movies. They're very negative. They're very violent. They're very gory. They're very bloody. But there are alternatives. And I think the alternative is for us to start making movies. You know, in October, I'm doing a film festival called Churches Making Movies, which I'll talk about a little later on. But in my research, I came across a book that I'd like to share today. The name of the book is Creative Filmmaking from the Inside Out. It's written by Jed Tenenbaum, Carol Hodge, and Dove Nader. And it's subtitled Five Keys to the Art of Making Inspired Movies and Television. And briefly, I'll go over the five keys, and we can expand in our discussion. The five keys, or maybe maybe the five considerations for making movies that are empowering, movies that are inspiring, movies that really make us feel good about ourselves, that we want to live life to the fullest. And the five keys, as they have in the book, are introspection, number one, inquiry, number two, intuition, number three, interaction, number four, and impact, number five. Introspection, the act of looking within ourselves, can help us draw on what we are and how we see the world. We might discover the specific kind of work we have a passion for, or particularly well suited for, the importance of seeking personal connections and the material we choose to work on. Again, introspection, looking inside to bring out what's in there. That's number one. Number two, inquiry. We see the importance of having a broad knowledge of the other arts and diverse fields of knowledge. Desire seeking direct first-hand experience of the world of a story. The need for research, looking deeply into a subject, a setting, a culture, or any area with the richest understanding and point of view. So again, looking into things a little deeper, you know, take it a step further. Number three, intuition. It's neither guesswork nor supernatural insight. It is it's dependable in proportion to the extent that we have prepared ourselves well through education, observation, research, and life experience. As you get deep into your research and life experience, you find in yourself things that just seem to be just gut level. They are things that we really can't think about logically, rationally, but this intuition, we know there's something that needs to be done. The next point is interaction. We can draw effectively on the ideas and response of others. Our filmmakers show how collaboration can be an open, fluid process that allows for the integration of many voices, with the director serving as orchestrator of these varied contributions. I know that I work on my film side. It's not just me, it's collaboration. It's the narrator, it's the script writer, it's the people I'm interviewing, you know, there's the music, all these things come together, all these interact to develop the whole. And the last thing that I think is the most important is the impact on our audience. We see how discovering the deeper layers of film is undercurrent and guides us and gives a film power rather than a universality. We also see how filmmakers use test audience as part of the creative process. Getting in a film is having a desired impact. Finally, we explore how the powerful effect of films on audience also brings with it complex questions of responsibility with images we create, leading us back to introspection. So again, I mean, these are the five keys, and I repeat, introspection, inquiry, intuition, interaction, and impact. We really have to be conscious of what we put out there, because what we put out there is going to come back to us in many, many different ways. You know, it's so funny because, you know, so in filmmaking, we have to talk about the spirit of the world and what's out there. And I'm reading a book now entitled Choose Joy, Because Happiness Isn't Enough, by Kay Warren, who is the wife of Pastor Rick Warren, who wrote probably one of the most powerful books that I've ever read. You know, talked about the purpose-driven life. This is Rick Warren, and his wife is Kay Warren. She says in her book, and it's just so profound, it says here, joy. Joy is the simple assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. The quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And the determined choice to praise God in all things. I want to repeat that. Joy. Joy is the simple assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. The quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And a determined choice to praise God in all things. So again, God is in control of everything. He gives us free will to do what we can do. But I think that as a appreciation for God, we should be doing things that are uplifting and inspiring. And so this book, Creative Filmmaker from the Inside Out, by Dan and Mom Hodge and Bayer, The Five Keys to the Art of Inspired Filmmaking, it's something that we need to check out. Because again, I mean, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to make things and bring things to the marketplace. And the marketplace is full of films. But I think that, you know, because of our perspective, we can actually produce a different kind of film. The kind of film that people really, truly need to see. Because you know what? In these dark days, people need all the hope that they can possibly get.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And so, so, so very true. And I just want to say good morning in the chat room to the S dot files. Okay. To www.sjs.files. So I want to say good morning and welcome in the chat room. Also, we're going to now get an opportunity to do the commercial. And when we come back, I want to get those five keys again. I think those are very important. And we'll continue our discussion about bringing films and movies to the marketplace. So we're so excited that you tuned in today. For the filmmakers out there, wannabe filmmakers, authors, people that have an imagination, you want to get these five keys that Professor Terry has shared with us, and he's going to share right after the commercial, so don't go away. We'll be back in 1 second.
Okay, that's our
love it.
Sorry, we're trying new things. We want to encourage other people, if they have a commercial that they want us to play on the show, our commercial rate is probably the lowest. You can get a 60-second commercial for right now. We're offering a special all month long for the month of February in celebration of Black History Month celebration. You can get it for just $7, and we'll play your commercial throughout the month of February. So you're gonna see more of that, Terry. People with events coming up. But getting back to you and these five keys that you were sharing with us earlier, that a filmmaker, and like you know, you are making movies now, and you know, we're so excited about that, and you're so right about the marketplace. But share those five keys with us again.
I'm glad to. Again, like this is from a book entitled Greatest Filmmaking from the Inside Out by Ted Tannenbaum, Carol Hart, and Bill Mayer. And the five keys that they outline are introspection, looking within, inquiry, research, intuition, you know, knowing something from the gut, into action, you know, moving and with other people, and impact, you know, the impact of your artistic endeavors. I mean, filmmaking is a very tedious process, but again, it's also a collaborative process is people working together to bring about a particular vision.
Okay, and so that's introspection, research, intuition, inquiry, and impact.
Right, yeah. And again, these are five things, you know, introspection, inquiry, intuition, interaction, impact, that really
fuels
this whole thing.
I feel like I'm missing one.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. Introspection, inquiry, intuition, interaction, and impact.
Oh, and I said research. Aha, interaction. Beautiful. Oh, this is awesome. It's awesome. I tell you, wow, Terry, you know, a person can almost take these five things and really begin to die. I threw research in there, but research was with the intuition, okay? That they could really begin to take this apart and apply it to their lives. And you said this is about filmmaking from the inside out.
But, you know, but it's funny, but, you know, as you mentioned, it's really for entrepreneurship because, you know, people don't understand that entrepreneur comes from the French word, which means to undertake. You know, one who undertakes, one who innovates, one who introduces new things. You know, again, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about entrepreneurship and basically, I think we all have in our psyche, in our inner workings, we have this impulse. I think we all have it.
Yes.
I think it's some people just don't take it to the next level. That's all. But we all have it, though.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like you said here, that, hello, this is serious because I put on Facebook earlier, guess what? Filmmakers are entrepreneurs as well. As a matter of fact, they are some serious entrepreneurs because generate millions of dollars. Filmmaking today generate millions of dollars. It creates a lot of jobs for so many levels of people. Even the person has to run and get the hamburger. That's a job, and that job pays a decent salary and gives people great opportunity to take their careers to a higher level.
Well, see, that's the thing, Lisa, and I think what we have to understand is, you know, it's funny, I quoted Helen Keller in my Facebook this morning. Helen Keller, who was actually born deaf and blind, she says that alone we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. And I think that's what it's about. I mean, I think it's us working together, us collaborating. You know, everybody bringing something to the table.
And you know what? And the thing is that you're right. It takes that entrepreneurial spirit. Even though that's like, I think it's, not Adam Smith. I believe it was Keen. I can't get his name right now for some reason. It's slipping my mind, but the father of capitalism, he was saying that Maynard Keynes, I can't get his name quite right at this moment, but it was that capitalism happens as a result of a person going out initially seeking their own self-interest.
Right. Yeah, that's the impulse, you know?
Yeah, in doing that, you're creating so much for so many others. And that is sometimes the argument against a socialist society, where when people are not rewarded, in a socialist society, they say when people are not rewarded for using their extra talent, skills, and abilities, they won't be driven to all of this innovation that you're talking about in terms of being able to even come up with a new film idea.
Yeah, but I think what it comes down to, again, I think we as humans are very, you know, we need stimulation. And I think, again, a lot of times I know for myself, when I see a film or something and I'm not too happy about it, or I think, you know what, it could be done better, you know, I think we have to sort of, you know, step up to it. I mean, if you don't like what's being out there, then you have to actually develop the alternative. If you like the kind of moves that are being made, get together with some friends and family and say, look, this is the kind of move that we think will be alternative to that. You know, I don't want to make it sound so simple, but, you know, again, innovation is looking at something in a different way, that's all.
And, you know, and it's so awesome because the filmmaking industry, the marketplace is right there, and like you said, we could have tapped into it a long time ago, but we were busy doing some other things. But now as a people, like you say, when we collaborate, there's a writer over here, there's a photographer over there, there's
someone
who knows how to teach parts. And once we can come together to the partner, because a movie, like you said, it's not made in a vacuum. You don't make a movie yourself. So you have to have communication skills, and you have to be able to interrelate to people, because, you know, it takes a lot to pull a team together to produce a movie. There's so many people got to get paid. I looked at their budget.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And it's funny because it makes it think what John Maxwell once said. He said, you know, it takes teamwork to make the dream work.
Oh, I love that saying. I quote it all the time.
This man is he teaches leaders, you know. But it's teamwork. It's teamwork that makes the dream work. And we all have dreams.
Wow. Well, you know what? I tell you, all of this is so, so fascinating. And we welcome our people on the phone lines, and we welcome you in the chat room. This is the All About Entrepreneurs radio talk show. And the reason we had to change the name of the show is because it really is all about the entrepreneur. You know, I'm coming into full circle of some things that I've been working on for the past, since 1998. And so, yes, working toward a degree in business. When I first took that first course, I had dreams, but I didn't know how they were going to flush out. I didn't know where I would end up. I didn't know where that degree would take me. And so being on this show today with you, Terry, the All About Entrepreneur, and was on here yesterday with Dr. Horton, also talking about entrepreneurship, I said, wow, this is, you know, a part and parcel of that work that I started back in 1998 when I signed up for that program. I had no clue. So I'm just excited for those of you who've just tuned in. This is All About Entrepreneurs. We're here to help you grow your entrepreneurial endeavors. And we have every Tuesday Professor Terry coming with a book that is to help you in a positive way achieve your endeavors. And some people think that being an entrepreneur is about running your own company, but it's not just that. So you have to tune in each and every day, and all this week where Professor Dr. Horton is going to come back and break it down some about how entrepreneurship is not just because you run a company. So there's more to being an entrepreneur besides being a business owner. That's his perspective on it. And so we're just excited, Terry, that everything is just flowing. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. You know, you've been one. So you were one. You had a newspaper. You do events. You had a magazine. You know, you have your filmmaking. You're an author. You have your very own publishing company. You are your own professor. You're a speaker. You're a public speaker. You're a motivational speaker. You know, I don't even know how many more businesses.
It's exhausting just listening to the dog.
Wait a minute, Terry. Here's what I say to people who think that we do too much.
Uh-huh.
And people say, wow, how can they do all that? If you watched the Super Bowl yesterday or Sunday, and you were amazed and just breath taken away by the level of energy that it would Miss Beyonce, you know, Jay-Z Knowles, whatever her name is.
Wow.
All that energy.
Mm-hmm.
It was just with the flick of the hair. Well, understand, that energy is not just given to her.
Mm-hmm.
Energy can't be created. You don't create energy. It's just to be used.
And that's right.
We're just using the energy that's already made available.
Oh, I love that.
And others.
I love that.
You got to just use the energy. People say to me, oh, you got so much energy. Oh, I wish I had that. No, you just use it. It's there. You'll have it if you use it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all about passion, you know?
Sure. Well, that's it. But guess what? because of the lateness of time. The show is, we've come to the end, but we were about to go to another level. I can hear that, Terry.
You know that. We definitely got to do part two of this.
You're right, because you know what? We're going to do it. Filmmakers, we're going to talk about this. We got some new films, and you got your movies coming out.
Yes. Got the film festival coming out. I'm getting films sent to me every day now. I have a lot of new films, and I'm going to have some of the filmmakers call into your program to talk about that. We do what we're supposed to do,
Well, let's do what we can do on next Tuesday, part two of this whole filmmaking, because I want to hear more. I got a couple of films. I suspect people on the line, if they don't have a film, they know somebody that does. But you're right. If we're sick and tired of some of this stuff that we see in the movies, but if we don't step up and make the movies, guess what? We're relegated to watch whatever they put out there, and we don't have anything that we can say about it. But if you come on this show, we're going to teach you how to be filmmakers right here. I know some filmmakers. I want to invite director Joshua Coates back on. I've had him on my TV show.
That's great.
Out of Philadelphia. He did the movie Iniquity. I literally watched him film that movie. Jesse Cerami, another filmmaker who was my student at Essex County College in New Jersey. And then the people Terry. We're going to celebrate those entrepreneurs. Don't forget to come back tomorrow, where we have Natasha Davis to come on and talk about her nonprofit organization, where she helps teen girls and helps individuals who are powerless gain their power back. Also, if you have a business, please contact us. But that's all we have time for, folks. Thanks, Terry, so much for opening up this discussion.
Thank you.
Filmmaking, wow. Hey,
I tell you, it's all connected,
It's all connected. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll see you back tomorrow, same time.
This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.